Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, speaking with David Adler, whose new observation, summary observation of Operation Warp Speed at American Affairs, also is a predicate for how else this would work. The same style, which is the DARPA style of try everything, find someone whose modern thinking is appropriate to the challenge, and then use the supply chain and the ability of the DOD to apparently think supply chain to manufacture quickly. Now, David, you've used some examples here of how this would work elsewhere, the America putting everything together suddenly. How would it work in shipbuilding? That's the one that immediately attracted me.
Well, before we get to that, there's a larger problem throughout that the U.S. faces is not why they recognize, which is invents new technologies, including vaccines or new shipbuilding technology, and then nothing happens to it. And people think, oh, the market will take care of it. But often there is no early market mechanism to actually make that happen. Venture capital is not interested. And so you need kind of a industrial policy structure like Warp Speed to make it happen. So we'll turn to shipbuilding as an example. The U.S. has no commercial shipbuilding industry at this point, effectively. Other countries subsidize theirs. The U.S. does not. And you could say that's a good point or a bad point, but the net result is the U.S. doesn't have one. So in terms of, but the U.S. still maintains a naval ship force, so it has to kind of keep on top of technological trends. So you could take a Warp Speed. What you could do is you could take the new ideas coming out of naval shipbuilding and transfer them to commercial shipbuilding.
And what you would need is a cool name like Operation Warp Speed. What else is needed? Because we need the ships, David, and the costs that are projected for building new ships extend over 10 or 20 years. And I believe the Chinese are not following the similar model. They have a growing fleet now, not the same quality as ours, but they got a lot of ships. As the Russians once said, sometimes quantity is quality. So what is in the way of turning those commercial yards and the Navy yards into working together the way they did during the Second War?
Well, actually, because the commercial yards are sort of dissipated. In fact, a single Chinese shipyard builds more ships than the U.S. does altogether. Furthermore, not to be alarmist, but it's a fact, Chinese technology is rapidly encroaching or catching up to the U.S. So what needs to be done is to take the advances in U.S. naval construction, apply it to commercial. And for commercial, there needs to be some sort of demand for U.S.-made ships. So that, I mean, your audience may not like hearing this, there might need to be subsidies here, there might need to be tariffs, there might need to be Buy American orders. Something needs to increase the demand for U.S. ships. Otherwise, China, which uses mercantilist policies to support its shipbuilding, will, you know, continue on its role, not just being the largest naval force in the world, as is currently or about to be the case, but also the best.
Another example David uses in his essay is high-speed rail. How would that work, David? What do we need?
Well, first of all, the U.S., even under the new infrastructure bill, it still does not include high-speed rail, where other countries in the world all have high. I mean, you know, even Morocco has high-speed rail, where California, when it tried to build high-speed rail, just really couldn't manage it. However, the U.S. has new – high-speed rail is a 50-year-old technology. Remember, it was developed in the 70s. It was already built in France in 1980, and the U.S. still can't quite manage it. There might be technologies better than high-speed rail, such as hyperloops or things like that, where akin to mRNA vaccines, you just leapfrog to traditional technologies and build something more advanced. And in this case, a Warp Speed would come in, it would try different technologies, and it would also provide the financing and the demand for these new technologies.
I rode the train that they built in Japan for a test track that can go 311 miles per hour. I know, but nobody believes that, but I remember I was there. I wasn't fooled. That technology is for sale here in the United States, has been for many years. And yet there's this resistance, David. It's a magical wall. I guess that's what we had before the vaccine. We had a wall of resistance to develop vaccines for a science fiction scenario that turns out to be realistic. So my last question, Operation Warp Speed, is the vaccine business going back to sleep? We have about a minute. Are they back to sleep or are they aware now?
Sure. Oh, no, they're wide awake now because mRNA technology has many exciting new applications. And unless the TRIPS waiver trips things up, which is unlikely but definitely possible, the U.S. could have an exciting new biotech technology industry. Here are some examples. For instance, vaccines can be used for cancer. The idea is that you identify what the cancer cell is and then you build antibodies against it. So that is one extremely promising pathway. But that's well known. What is much less well known is that certain hormones are proteins, such as human growth hormone or insulin for diabetes. If you could use mRNA technology, you could have your body a new method of creating new hormones that you currently lack. So that could be a other area of biotech technology. But what all these require is the market may get there on its own, but the government needs to help a little bit, at least not be obstructive by giving away the TRIPS waiver like as a starting point.
Yes. Take us to Warp 5, Scotty. American Affairs Journal. David Adler is the author. Operation Warp Speed is a success. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No